Greetings and welcome to this episode of The Profit in the Nonprofit, where you will discover what it takes to start, build, and fund your nonprofit. I am your host, Sandra Chaney, and I am excited today about my guest. We're going to actually talk about the importance of having volunteers. And I know that may not be a sexy subject or a subject that you expect to hear, because I know that everyone is interested in the end result, which is, how do I get money? Well, the truth be told, nonprofits need to understand the importance of having volunteers and why that is a good business strategy, because anything in kind for your nonprofit equates to money. And funders look at how you're bringing in the money, whether it is grants, whether it's fundraising, or whether it is through volunteers. So my guest today is Giselle Donovan, and I want to share a little bit about Giselle before we get into our conversation. Giselle, among many things, is an entrepreneur. She's a mother of two, a Les Brown certified motivational speaker. She is also one of the featured speakers who shared the stage with the legendary Mr. Brown at the Power Voice 3 Summit, where over 28,000 viewers tuned in last December. She modeled since the age of 4 after her mom enrolled her in a dance and model academy. She's been on runways in Colombia and the United States, and she played basketball from middle school through college. Giselle's ability to learn fast is evidenced in her graduating early from Miami-Dade College, receiving an associate's degree in chemical engineering. Chemical engineering, y'all. And now finishing her bachelor's in chemistry at Florida Atlantic University. Through her passion and leadership, she loves working with people and helping them to develop business strategies to reach their potential. Welcome to the show, Giselle.
Thank you so much. Oh my goodness. I'm so happy and blessed to be here with you today, Sandra.
I love your energy. Yeah, I don't even understand. She's like this all the time. I love your energy. And thank you for wanting to be on the show to talk about why volunteers are vital to nonprofit organizations. But not only that, why it's just a good business strategy to have them. But before we get into that, I do want people, even though I read your bio, I do want people to hear a little bit about your story first, because I think it's important that as a nonprofit executive and founder, you need to know who your volunteers are. You need to understand the heart of who they are and why they may want to volunteer for your organization, because everybody has a story. And the reason why people come to volunteer is because maybe something that nonprofit has done has touched them in a way that possibly has helped their life. So Giselle, please share a little bit, because you're not originally from the States. You're from Colombia. So I want people to understand your story, a little bit about you and why you do what you do.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. Thank you so much again for it's such an honor to be here with you today. And a little bit more about me. Yes, I'm from Colombia. And I came 13 years ago here, full of dreams and goals. And it was difficult at the beginning because of the language. But as a quick learner, I learned the language super fast. But as the years passed by, I couldn't really find my passion. And I thought at the beginning it was chemistry. As you know, I'm almost graduating from chemistry. And it was amazing, this subject and everything, but something was missing in me. And when I had my kids, something happened. And it's just that I said, I'm not really like helping anybody. I don't know. It was just in my heart. Like, and that's why this podcast and this episode means so much to me, because we have to start volunteering. And I tell you why I started feeling that I was not like, I didn't have like, how can I say that? Like my passion was not there. My purpose. I was just basically, you know, just living life, but living dead, as I always said. And one day I heard Les Brown say, you have to live full and die empty. And I felt like I didn't have any purpose in this life, until I said, you know what? I have to just like you have to build your own empire. You have to just start going out there and look for ways that you can fulfill your heart, your dreams and everything. And so I saw one of my friends building a little business in on Facebook. And so what happened there is that I asked her what she was doing. And I mentioned this exactly thing because when she told me everything that I had to do, I started volunteering to her. I told her, okay, and she was selling these little things and everything and doing shipping. And I was like, can I help you? I want to volunteer. And she was just laughing. She's like, oh my God, why are you doing this? I'm like, because I have to, you know, I just have to learn. But she was just looking in a way that, I don't know, it was like kind of funny for her. But for me, I had to volunteer because it's very important to us to volunteer, because not all the time we are going to find the right job right away. We have to start, you know, just taking the step by step. And then later on, you can start helping more people. And so that's what I started doing, you know, and I built my own store. And then I found another opportunity, which is an MLM, which I helped so many women find, you know, taking care of them and also building a second income from their phones. And so through this MLM career that I have built, girl, this has been amazing into this exactly subject that we're talking about, because it's the gratitude, the volunteering for others. Because if we don't help others, how are we going to help ourselves? So basically, it's been a year and 7 months since I'm doing this, like mm-hmm. super strong and everything. And it's been an amazing journey. And I have been helping so many women and men also building their careers through amazing opportunity.
Well, the thing about, I think, volunteering, because although we're speaking from the aspect of a nonprofit, and I'm going to always remind, you know, my nonprofit listeners that nonprofit is also a business. So even in whether you are a for-profit or a nonprofit, and I know in the for-profit world, people call that like bartering, you know? So it's like, mm-hmm. I'm going to help you do something while you are helping me. In the nonprofit world, it is something similar, except for nonprofits, you really are helping a community build. You really are helping the people in that community who may have lost a home, have lost a business, have lost family members. When you're volunteering your time, you are really helping that community to get their business back, to get their life back. And so volunteering is so vital to a nonprofit. And I feel like sometimes nonprofits will dismiss volunteers because it seems like it's a chore. I know when we talked, you talked about specifically volunteering. I want to say, and I don't know if it was in another country, but remember we talked about, I think a major storm had happened mm-hmm. and you went to volunteer in this community to help build. Can you talk a little bit about that and why did you go and do that?
Yes. Oh my God. Yes. So I am so crazy about sharing this story because it touched me, my heart so much. It was last year in Puerto Rico when this storm passed by and hurricane and all these things happened. And I felt so like that I had to do something. I had to do something. And even though like I reached so many people and they were like, no, well, you know what, just leave that to, you know, to all these big organizations. And I was like, no, I have to do something. So in my page, I created, you know, I just said that I wanted to help and I just wanted to do it. And some people, they were like, oh my God, you're crazy. But some other, they were like, okay, we're going to support you. And I started collecting food, money, because some people, they were not here in Miami. So they were sending me money and I went with my husband, with my family to buy some food and everything and blankets. And some other people brought some other food and some, like it was like 4 boxes. And also I, you know, from my products, I just give them and people, they were like just helping. It was amazing. But that day I said, wow, this is amazing. This is like something that in my heart, I felt so good to do this, because this is something that is not really, like, you're not getting anything from this, but the joy is more than any million of dollars that you can get, mm-hmm. right? So I did that. And as I said again, like, since I started joining this amazing opportunity, like, it has taught me that it's not only about me, it's about others. And then, like, that you can impact more people, and the people can impact you as well.
Yes, I like what you just said about the impact, but more importantly, what you said about is worth more than $1 million. That is the key right there, because volunteerism is an in-kind. And again, as I said earlier, it equates to dollars. When you have people like, you know, my guest today, whose heart was to help, and she didn't really go, you didn't go to Puerto Rico, right? You did it from here. Right. That's my point. You know, you did it from here. And so you don't necessarily have to be, you know, in another country. There's so many ways that you can help, or the volunteer can help you as a nonprofit. So when we come back from this commercial break, we're going to continue this discussion, but we're going to talk about what the benefits are to having volunteers. So we'll be right back after this commercial break.
Did you know 42% of business startups fail because their product or service is not needed in the market? 22% of small businesses fail from poor planning. Only 40% of startups become profitable. Entrepreneurs, if you want to be on the positive side of these statistics, you need to tune into our podcast, Embrace the Possible. It is a new podcast focused on helping entrepreneurs, new and seasoned, build and sustain their future vision. If this sounds like you, join ICE Consulting and Coaching on this journey. With over 45 years of hands-on experience and training in business development, we will ensure you are on the positive side of these statistics. Tune into our podcast Wednesdays bi-weekly at 9 a.m. to be future ready.
Are you looking to start a nonprofit and don't know where to begin? Or are you a nonprofit owner who's looking for funding? Greetings, I am Sandra Chaney, and I have over 20 years of experience helping nonprofits either find funding or helping you to create your nonprofit. Schedule a free 25-minute consultation with me, Sandra Chaney, a nonprofit consultant and funding strategist. You may contact me at www.sandrachaney.com. Click on coaching and you'll see nonprofit strategists. I look forward to seeing you soon. All right. Welcome back to the Profit in the Nonprofit podcast. I'm your host, Sandra Chaney, and my guest today is Giselle Donovan. And we're talking about the importance of volunteers to a nonprofit organization. And before the commercial break, Giselle was talking about how she decided in her heart to volunteer. Because if we all remember the major storm that hit Puerto Rico last year, I believe is when it happened, or year before last, I can't remember exactly. She decided that she wanted to do something. And that's what volunteers do. the people who really want to, and honestly, we all should be thinking about volunteering because we all have a story. And I believe that, you know, as a volunteer, you get rewards from it too. And so, Giselle, because you are a business strategist, and that was one of the things we talked about in your bio, and I think volunteerism is a great strategy. So can we talk about what are the benefits to another agency? So like for yourself, you gathered money and food and you sent it, I'm assuming, either to an agency in Puerto Rico or to someone that you knew. How did that work and why? Like, what were the benefits to that particular country when you did that?
Okay, I started looking for the right people because when you start doing something, so many people are going to judge you and some other people are going to really help you. So they were like, be careful with who you're going to send this money or whatever. And I was like, okay, so wait. So I started like researching. And as a chemist, I love doing this. So I was just looking for the right person. And I found somebody that was managing everything, say, from the department of exactly La Cruz Roja, which is the uh-huh. Red Cross, exactly. And so I found her and she was like, yeah, definitely. And I found the address, everything, and I sent it to them. And she just, you know, she sent me pictures and all the people that, you know, we impacted. Uh-huh. Because for me, it was big, you know, in my heart, but I know it was like only 4 boxes. But as I said, like, I know a lot of people, they would remember, maybe they don't remember my name or anything. It's just what we did. It was amazing. And it was, you know, some of people of my team and myself. And the benefit of these is, I think, the impact of the other people, because when you impact people like this, even if it's not going to benefit you, let's say like that, in money or anything, it will benefit you forever in mm-hmm. your heart, in your soul. You will be so grateful, and the gratitude in life, trust me, God will know that, like, God knows what you're doing and he will give you so many blessings. So for me, it's more than enough.
Yes. I definitely agree. I know when I volunteered, one of the things that I felt like I was making a difference. And that's what I hear you saying. It's like, I'm making a difference because yes, we all need money to survive and all these other things. But yeah, I like what you just said, you know, God sees all that we do. And, people always ask for a return on their investment. And I think that volunteerism is an investment that you'll yield great returns. Don't you agree? I think that that's a major investment for us to have is, and I think for you, coming to the States, building your company the way that you have, you started out volunteering with somebody else to build your company. How mm-hmm. cool is that? That you started that, you built your company, and then you turned around to go and help somebody else build. I think that's amazing.
That's amazing. The fulfillment is awesome. And also you ask a question, like another thing is like, how you can, let's say, to benefit yourself. It's like,
yes,
you know, in a part, you are showing your real essence. And when you show the real essence to people, people want to do business with you and they want to join your team. They want to be around you. And I think that's the best thing that we are, like the benefit that we can get out from there. Because even though the business that I do is helping others anyway. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I'm always helping. And it's crazy because when I said at the beginning, I couldn't find my purpose. Then when I started doing this, I said, wow, this is my purpose, helping others and helping just build their empire as well. If they build their empire, I am building mine too. So I think this is just amazing.
Yeah. And so you actually were leading into my next question. I wanted, you know, my nonprofit and for-profit business leaders to just understand the reasons for volunteering. It is help others. It makes a difference. It helps you, as Janelle Zazelle already said, find purpose. She said that in the beginning. You also get to enjoy meaningful conversations with people because you're now helping them. You get to connect with your community. I think what's amazing, she also even talked about that. You get to feel involved, which you heard her share. You contribute to a cause that you care about, you know, and who doesn't want to help make sure that people have food and good drinking water? And you get to use your skill set in a productive way because we all came here with a skill set. So how amazing is that? And so Giselle, you touched on this already. And this is really my last question for you before we find out how people can reach you. Mm-hmm. How does volunteerism build community? You said it just a few minutes ago about how you're building your community. But is that just about you, your business? Because your business is really building community. Mm-hmm. So how does being a volunteer and helping others help to build community?
Well, because when you volunteer, and you know, as I always think, like when we say, okay, I'm going to volunteer. For example, another day that I went, it's something different, but I went to help packing food, right? So I met so many women that, you know, they are like-minded people. So I said, oh my God, we're gonna help this and that. And I was just, you know how I am. I was just putting the food and everything. And we were just, you know, putting the food and everything. And I just met I met many women, you know, that they wanted to help and they wanted to do something else. So I said, wow, look, I can help you also in creating, you know, your own strategy to build either your own business or if you want to join the business that I'm doing. So the good thing about this is that when you volunteer, it's not really only the fulfillment that you have just because you're volunteering, but also the amazing people that you will find in these places, because everybody's willing to help. Everybody is just want to do something else for others. And trust me that this law, I have learned it, that if you help others, God will retreat you with an amazing gift and everything.
Yes.
And so we cannot always think for ourselves, okay, what can I get? Like, if I help, what can I get from this person? No, we have to just help and that's it. And just like, for example, I donated my hair when, you know, I just felt that I had to donate my hair for the children with cancer. And nobody told me to do that, right? But I just did it. I felt so well. I said, oh my God, I know, like today or maybe in 2 weeks or something, some kid is going to be happy because of he has a wig with my hair, right? Mm-hmm. So it's not like, oh, okay, how much can I get for my hair? <You know? laughs> Yeah. So I just and since those like exact, you know, situations that I have experienced, I have been blessed so much, and I've been, you know, so happy about doing this.
You know, you said so much in this conversation, and you know, and kudos to you for actually donating the hair to for cancer. That is just amazing, because that is the one thing, especially with little kids, you know, when they lose their hair, you know, it does affect them in a way. So kudos to you for doing that. But I want to go back to what you talked about how you met so many people and the support that you get. How has that built your network, right? Because when you go and volunteer, you're meeting other people, which to me says that you get a chance to build your own network. And to me, relationships are priceless. Mm-hmm. They are priceless. And when you have a network of amazing people, to me, you will never, ever, ever be broke.
Exactly. I love that. Yeah, no, definitely. And as I was, you know, as I entered 2 years ago to this amazing world, which is the world of entrepreneurs and connection everything is about connection. If you don't want to connect with others, how are you going to start, you know, building? Because if we just stay in a box, just for example, I tell you my little experience. I graduated from Miami-Dade College as an associate's degree with a chemical engineering, right? So I applied to this job that I said, oh my God, this is my job. This is my dream job. So I was there in the lab, literally not talking with, well, I was talking with one person sometimes. And I was like, oh my God, I thought this was my passion and my dream. I'm not even talking with nobody. Like, I'm not connecting. I know I'm helping somebody out there, right? Because of what I'm doing here, but it's not the same. It's not the same feeling. Mm-hmm. Like, oh my God, I don't think I don't know. Like, for me, it was not what I expected. So then when I started doing this, I said, wow, and I'm connecting everywhere. And most, as I said, when we volunteer and when we find people that want to help others, we are going to connect and build an amazing empire, because these people, they have more people that want to help others and like that, you know? So you started surrounding yourself with people like-minded. And as we know, we become who we get to surround with. So if you surround with people that want to help, that want to impact, want to just volunteer, and they just want to do a better, I don't know, like they want to become better and also to help this world and leave this world better, in a better place that we found it. It's like, wow, I want to be around these people. Then the people want to be around you. So I think this is great when we do these kind of things.
Oh my God, thank you so much for saying all of that, because I volunteer in many, many different places, and you are absolutely right. I feel like it's not, I'm not saying that we have to do it, but I feel like this is just a part of our give back, because so many people have helped each of us. And I also want to remind, you know, the nonprofit listeners and viewers that you do want to have volunteers like a Giselle Donovan, that you should seek out people who want to give, because a lot of us do want to do that in order to help your nonprofit succeed and have impact. Giselle, you are simply amazing, and congratulations on every single thing. So how can people reach you? How can they, if they want to work with you in terms of exploring different business strategies, or if they want to be coached by you, please tell the listening audience how you can be reached.
Okay, so my website is www.GiselleCreations.com, and all my social media is at Giselle Creations, GiselleCreations, Creations, everything, Instagram, Facebook. And now, now I have a podcast, the Gigi Facts.
Yes.
Also, that I'm going soon to have Sandra here. And yeah, so that will be amazing. So for all of you that want to start helping others, that want to impact more people and also impact your life, you can reach me at GiselleCreations.com.
Thank you so much, Giselle, for being here. Thank you to everyone for listening to this episode of The Profit and the Nonprofit. To receive your free 25-minute consultation with me, please visit my website at www.sandrachaney.com. And remember this, an inspired and successful nonprofit leader is a leader who remembers their why and works from the inside out, because it truly is an inside job. Thank you so much for listening.